Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am breaking down what the global corporate crime syndicate is up to. To set up police states in the United States and Europe, as well as around the world, and to set up an international computer system worldwide to get governments involved. All your governments want to be involved in drug criminalization, illegal drug criminalization, because there's such great profits in it, and those governments either have a large stake in the drug trade or fully control it. And so by having a black market, they make much larger profits, and they also get to then the private banks and companies that own the drug cartels, they get to then also own prison systems that are also very, very profitable, both with taxpayers and the slave labor for 20 cents an hour is basically what it is. That also displaces and drives down wages in the host nation that the local slaves don't pick up on or figure out. And so they use that crisis and the crime that sprouts up around it, the drug gangs that sprout up around it, who at the low level are distributing the drugs and fighting with each other over the drugs, over the street distribution. They use that, and that boosts crime, homes being invaded, people being shot. That creates more fear. Cops get scared. A bunch of them get killed in the phony drug war who aren't on the take, or some who are on the take. Then they get to expand their numbers. They get to get militarized and federalized. I mean, what would the cops have to do if it wasn't for the phony drug war? That's more than half of what they do. And so they started having the military secretly 25 years ago do drug raids, gun raids, all over the country when it was totally illegal, create those secret relationships with intelligence agencies and the police departments to corrupt the police, get them involved in the drug dealing as well. Then they start staging terror attacks to scare the public and have constant bomb drills where they blow up cars, which has the perception of real terrorism, where they treat every cardboard box on the side of the street as a great threat to train everyone that black uniforms and armored vehicles are normal, and there's all this fear that there's an enemy in the public who's unseen and who can't be caught. And so it doesn't matter if 1,000-plus times people die in drownings every year that die of terrorism in the U.S., they still, you know, are scared of this epic monster that's around the corner everywhere. So the real terrorist, the government, can then play the part of the savior. And then once they've got their militarized control grid, and this is all in the IMF and World Bank documents, Trilateral Commission reports, Club of Rome reports, we published them all up on Infowars.com. This is what's declassified. They admit phony environmentalism's totally phony. Carbon tax is a way to regulate, control our lives, have carbon checkpoints, inspect our homes, shut down family farms and ranches. The big corporations are exempt or selectively enforced. Then people are diverted from real environmental problems like genetic engineering and toxic waste dumping and things like that, and toxic fertilizer use. They're diverted away from real environmental crises into loathing humans, hating humans, carrying out a eugenics idea of humans being bad and the state implementing a war against them. Elite humans against slave humans. That's stated by Richard N. Haas, the CFR, Club of Rome, all of them. We've published them. Paul's written articles on it. So you've got that multi-pronged false attack, the phony environmental attack to regulate and control your life. I mean, why would a free American put up with a bureaucrat in their house or an inspector telling them what they can or can't build or what your children can eat or how much meat you can have? Oh, it's for the earth. And we're taking all your rights and putting up face scanning and body scanning cameras on street corners, not just in airports, because there's terrorists everywhere. And when you point out, well, why is the border wide open? They say, never mind that. We're just building the border to keep you in, but not people out. They want more roaches in. We're roaches. The slaves that get in are roaches. We're all seen as roaches by the New World Order. Black, white, old, young, doesn't matter. Roaches don't get out. Roaches are only allowed in. So, and they changed the laws where you can't get your money offshore after the elite all moved offshore. Did that in the last year. They changed the laws where you can't declare bankruptcy, but they can. They changed the laws where there's no Fourth Amendment and they can watch everything you're doing and make stuff up. They changed the laws to make you incriminate yourself. We'll be right back and break down what the New World Order is, what they're doing, and how to stop them.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to talk about the nature of the geopolitical system, what the corporate elites are doing, how to stop them. And then I'm going to play some clips from the new Zeitgeist addendum that I want to comment on, because this information is nothing new. And I agree with some of it, disagree with some of it. The point is it needs to be analyzed. Now, simply put, we've always had elites throughout history. They normally militarily dominate their own population and surrounding populations and set up empires. That's the nature of power. The current group that we're facing, the current group that we're dealing with, are more sophisticated. Things are more sophisticated than they were hundreds of years ago. And they have indoctrinated the public to hate their fellow humans, to think that humans are bad, to accept regulation and control and micromanagement and the reduction of the amount of resources we can have access to. Serfdom, feudalism, an economic system of control. It is artificially depriving the public down to subsistence level so that they are more easily controlled. And that is what we are seeing happen. But they have to sell the public that this is happening all by itself and not happening by accident, or that it is happening by accident. And that's what they're doing now. But from all their own documents, from all their own statements, they've always said for decades, they need a global meltdown. They need a global financial meltdown so that they can then offer the next solution, and that is regional currencies that are pegged and tied to a world currency, which is openly controlled by the private families that own the private central banks of the planet, and you will buy your carbon taxes from them. They also, again, will use terrorism as a pretext to monitor you, track you, control you, tax you, and that's being done. Now, they knew that the public, when all of this started unfolding, when they created the derivatives, when they trained the public to get into debt, when the banks took the fiat liquidity they created and bought up real assets, they knew they had to blow out the Ponzi scheme to really destroy the world economy so they could consolidate even more power. Because any independent wealth is a threat to their hegemon, to their centralization of power, their monopoly of power, as the United Nations called it in their UNIDIR report put out July 7th, 2001, where they state we must be subjected to tyranny, we must be brought to the level of disarmed slaves with a total monopoly of power over a world government state. A world government state with a total monopoly of power, that's a quote, over the people. And think the poor slaves were taught by the TV that there was no world government while they wrote open reports saying, calling us slaves and saying they were going to reduce us down to slaves. An official UN report saying they plan to kill us once the world government's in place. God, folks, Hitler was spawned by these people. They're not playing games. They really are doing this. Now, they stage the crisis. They stop issuing more liquidity to the public. They kill the credit and the fiat liquidity to the public and to smaller corporations and banks. The select inner group of central bank owning families then, after a year of the economy imploding, the public screams, do something, and they say, okay, we'll give ourselves in Europe, England, the United States simultaneously in the last 3 weeks governmental power to the private central banks, and we will have the treasuries of those governments give trillions of dollars denominated in pounds, dollars, euros, yens, yuans to the private banks, who then go out and attack the rest of what's left of the real economy, buying up corporations while they're depressed, buying up other banks, using regulators to force the banks, credit unions, pension fund groups over to them, brokerage houses. Meanwhile, for decades, they've been going into your cities and getting your cities, counties, water districts, school teacher pensions, police and fire pensions, and those have all, been invested in derivative-connected assets. Always taking your money, putting it into the most risky area, telling you it wasn't risky, but tying it to the risk, then buying real assets with the value, and then just letting the hot air, empty paper assets sit in your account. See, they have the public accounts, they move your money in, then they move that out while it still has value, leaving junk derivatives they add back in to the pot. You understand how that Ponzi scheme works? You understand how that scam works? I know you don't want to admit the government's criminal and owned by private foreign banks who are totally ruthless, involved in a criminal corporate takeover of what's left of free society, but they are. Now, people didn't go for the bailout. They didn't go for the banker takeover. They found out because of the internet posting and people spreading the fact that it gave total immunity to Paulson, the private banks, and let them pay $5 trillion at least into their own bank accounts, and that it wasn't for Main Street or the main economy, and the people didn't get any relief, but we had to pay for it down the road in inflation and physically even paying back the inflated dollars when there wanted to be an economy to work to be able to pay them back. They don't care. They'll send armored SWAT teams to take your property once it goes into default. And they'll do it because they need food. They'll go out and commit the crimes because the system tells them it's okay. And so now this is the point we've gotten to with the economy in shambles, falling apart by design. The globalists have moved all our industry offshore, harassing farmers and ranchers, shutting down who they haven't been able to shut down, trying to shut down the systems, piling more regulations on top of everybody, green police everywhere, spreading. Brainwashing by both parties on the bailout and on the green carbon taxes has nothing to do with the environment. Banks openly announcing you'll pay your taxes directly to them, to the World Bank, the new financial order. And as the economy implodes more and more, then they say they're going to bail out the states, and they're going to bail out the select corporations that are part of the inner system. And meanwhile, they've signed a $1 trillion defense budget. So that the offshore defense contractors can now swell even bigger and sell weapons to everybody. And then now, the red light cameras, the face scanning cameras, the emergency management centers, the insurance companies have to spy on you under federal law and do data mining on you and have Homeland Security approved and trained private individuals reporting everything you do with insurance, everything with banking. The government just goes right into all your accounts, looks at them, no warrant, no nothing. That's all admitted. We're talking about, are they spying on us? Of course they are. All the real stuff's in plain view. Changing the tax laws where they're so complex nobody can even follow the law, so they can selectively enforce and imprison whoever they want, whenever they want. And then as the economy gets worse and worse, they will disgorge trillions of devalued dollars into their defense contractors. And again, our, quote, defense department is nothing but a private cash machine for the private defense contractors. You've all moved to Dubai and offshore. They have subsidiaries here. And they literally own the maintenance, the computers, the prison companies, again, the red light cameras that give you tickets. That's what military groups do. 9 times out of 10 in history, a big imperial army, an imperial system, goes ahead and eats its own country. 9 times out of 10. 99% of the time you have a tyranny, and the majority of that, about 90% of the time, it is a military dictatorship. And that's it. They'd rather rule over slums and starving poor people than have any competition or have anybody challenge them, because that's dominance. That is military dominance. That is peace to them, is you poor and pathetic in a dirt floor place, where the UN vans drive by and, you know, shoot your kids up with shots that sterilize them. Don't worry, in this new slave system, you'll still have big flat-screen TVs, and cable is going to end up being free. They're already basically announcing that. It'll be a government internet, wireless. And everybody just sits in there eating their poison food, dying when they're 35, 40, so ignorant and stupid, so dumbed down, not even knowing what's going on with them. And the football will still be on. The baseball will still all be on. And your neighbors will get arrested and disappear. But, you know, that's okay, because that's all there is left in the economy. And your son-in-law will come over in his black uniform, and you'll kiss his butt at the dinner table and be real polite. And he'll be a big hero, and there'll be American flags up all over your house. And, you know, your daughters will run off because TV will glorify him. And, you know, your daughter will bring over some thug in black boots and a uniform, and he'll strut around and kind of joke with you in your kitchen and ask if you're with the terrorist, and you'll kind of squirt a little bit, you know, just pee in your pants, just because you'll be so scared. People will be disappearing. You'll psst, little, oh, no, sir. Oh, my God, let me get you some pie. You see, and then to be in media, you'll have to kiss the butt of the local Gestapo to even be on locally. And you'll walk into a restaurant where, you know, where people have enough money to eat in the upper echelons, and people will be kissing the butt of the guys in the police uniforms, and everybody will be, you want to be third world, you want to be slaves, you want to live in a Soviet system, you're going to get to, folks. That's where you're going to live, where the black boot is God. That's going to be the economy. And your child slips up and does anything, they're going to go to prison for 10, 20 years, hard labor, displacing everybody else's paychecks by devaluing the labor. And don't worry, the dumb public's going to howl for that. They're going to learn to worship the banks that took everything from them. They're going to learn to work. You think people are going to revolt in the next phase? Many of them are going to grovel on their bellies and say, I'll do anything. Just let me have cheeseburgers and beer. And they'll say, roll that sleeve up. I got a shot for you. You want to be trusted? You'll be able to travel and do whatever you want and have high security jobs? Because of all the terror attacks the government will be staging against itself, you got to take this chip. So let's look into the future when we get back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Sitting in an old rocking chair, the sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. Singing softly, this world is not my home. Your memories take me back again. when I was young and Grandma wasn't old. When she guided me as I watched life unfold. Anything we didn't have, we didn't really need to hold. When I was young, Grandma wasn't old.
That was during the Depression in North Central Texas. And back then, 7 million people starved to death with, you know, 90% of people living on the land. And the criminals that run our government sent out Pinkerton Security, Rockefeller Men, and others, and ran thousands of massacres all over the country. They would come into areas where they would just call in the whole loan. It didn't matter if people were paying. And they would just gun the whole family down, usually throw the bodies into the house or the barn, burn them up. Local sheriff was on the payroll. Or if he didn't want to be, they'd just kill him. Grand juries couldn't do anything because it was federal. Now, we were a lot better people 70, 80 years ago when all that was happening. And a lot of evil happened. So it's time for everybody to stop living in denial about what the elite and the military and the police are going to do here. They've given them a taste of blood, the American people, and they like it. What they don't tell them is they're going to be eating their own guts, basically, eating their own country. But they'll find out later. Now, looking ahead into what the New World Order is setting up, it's a highly controlled, regulated, control-freak paradise. With every control freak, every sicko, everybody who never could get a real job, but who is a thug, a felon, a piece of trash. Oh, yeah, they're hiring felons for all this, military and police. Ruling over you. And a lot of these smiley-faced do-gooders that thought they were part of the system and who thought it was a good system and didn't think things were corrupt, they're going to scream and yell and squeal as their farms, their ranches, their homes, their businesses are taken. As the IRS comes in and tells them, you didn't pay, you cheated this. Where people go to prison for a mistake on their taxes. They're not going to be making deals with you. They're there to take everything you got. Same thing happened in Rome and Germany. It happens in every case. And they're saying, they're changing the rules, they're changing the laws, they're setting it up. You think the police are predatory now? This is only the beginning. And by the way, they want you to fight back. They want you to blow up. They want you to have shootouts. That's all going to be called terrorism. You don't want your children being kidnapped and taken to the state for no reason because a neighbor said they saw one of them climbing a tree? Oh, yeah, people get their kids taken every day for that because the domesticated neighbors think it's evil and been programmed. You think it's, you don't like that? Well, go ahead. The system wants people to fight with the police. And see, I want the police to know. They want to throw you into that situation. Because then they can say, see, that's terrorism. And militarize things further. And they want there to be riots in the next few years as the food stamps will come, the welfare will come, it just won't buy enough. And then the middle class will get even more scared and say, okay, we're for whatever the government says because there's been all these riots and problems. And there'll be more and more, quote, bailouts as more and more financial systems and national resources. You know, the Arabs are basically given our ports. The Germans are basically given our water districts. That's the receivership. All the major roads in the country, 83 interstate highways, will be international North American Union zones. You will pay huge taxes, over $260, just to drive from Austin to Dallas and back. That's official. State it. And it will be paid to the North American Union. A large portion of that paid directly into the International Bank Combine that's now in the Wall Street Journal being announced. It's gone from government documents to mainstream news. We just read the government documents. We'll continue with what they're setting up, what it's going to look like, and then ways to stop it, ways to fight it. And then I'm going to get into the zeitgeist and play two clips of the new zeitgeist and analyze it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Back live, breaking down what the New World Order is and what life under it will be like. Not my opinion, absolute stated plan by the New World Order in triplicate in hundreds of books and white papers. And you can look at stuff they wrote 50 years ago. They've implemented every bit of it. And the stuff they wrote 10 years ago, they're now implementing, and they are not playing games. They are ruthless. They are cold-blooded. They laugh at us. They make fun of us. They say that because the public doesn't understand it, they deserve to be slaves. They say it is survival of the fittest. And we'll be talking about solutions here in a moment. I want to finish up with life under it's going to be like. Walled-off compact cities, walled-off interstate highways where you can't exit into the rural areas, where you will pay many dollars a mile to be able to drive, Same thing's being done in England right now. It will all go to international banks because they're destroying the world economy. They are going to owe everything. They will own everything through fraud, through crime. They made the deal with the governments. They were able to issue the liquidity. They get the immunity. They get the economic martial law powers like they got last week, threatening physical martial law through the executive on the legislative on record. I mean, this is amazing. The news announces, hey, the Army's ready to fight the American people. You know, they throw that out there. They're letting you know now. That's why they don't care and hire nothing but Goldman Sachs people to basically pay money to themselves out of the bailout. I mean, it is unbelievable, but it's really happening. And then to be able to have a high security job anywhere in what they're going to call infrastructure protection, in sensitive infrastructure, a dam, a power plant, a school, a factory, a police station, a government building. You're going to have face scans, thumb scans, everything you do track and trace the general public. But to work there, you're going to have an implantable microchip under the skin. That's in all the Pentagon documents that we link up on Infowars.com. That's on Army.mil. In a bunch of Latin American and Asian countries, they're making the police chiefs get chips. They're making the people that work for the Justice Department in Mexico get chips. Police chiefs here are getting chips. To get in the fancy bars, you've got to have chips. And the Army says that it's part of the technological control grid, the technological enslavement grid that they're setting up and expanding. And then incrementally, they phase it in. Remember, we were kooks 10, 12 years ago when we would read government documents about how they planned it. And people were like, wait a minute, that was just on the news years after you said it, exactly like you said. The Army says they're going to use fads, Hollywood people getting in elite clubs to take the chips, and Alzheimer patients, and military personnel, as we told you years ago. Many of them have been forced now to take chips. Remember my cousin, been in the Army like, I don't know, 19 years now. He showed up a few years ago at my house. He said, you're right. I was just at a thing at a military base in Texas, and all it was over 200 officers there, and they were told we were all getting chips next year, but we weren't supposed to tell anybody about it. And then, of course, I thought you were crazy. But now it's in the news. So, you see, this grid is coming into place. Under this grid, they've been lying for decades saying it's the law to take shots, but the public found out that, wait a minute, it's not mandatory to take any vaccines. It's a lie. It's a giant hoax. So now they're saying, okay, we need laws to make it mandatory. You can Google that. A lot of people are too lazy to find out there's no law, and they can't believe the news lies and says there is. Well, just Google. You know, state calls for law for compulsory vaccination or inoculation. And then you'll see in the articles all over the country, because it goes out in waves under orders, too many children are getting sick, you know, standard propaganda, there needs to be a law mandating, forcing this. So you'll have that. The third world is going to further implode in front of everybody, putting more third world populations on the first world. They're going to be allowed to immigrate into the nations. That will further bankrupt local government. But welfare will always be lavished on them, not on the citizens. But then again, that's about driving the first world nation down into third world position, bankrupting things. And this is key. And I've talked about bits and pieces of this, but let me explain this right now. In 2000, the Sunshine Project reported, they were able to get declassified documents, very respected group, we had them on, that there's a Pentagon program going back to the 80s, now in full force, declassified 8 years ago, where opiate knockout gases sprayed by helicopter are deployed strategically over every major population center, that if the public was to, quote, riot, now they're going to legitimize this by staging riots or by creating atmospheres that precipitate riots and then show you a crowd being opiate sprayed. Knockout gassed. See, they're masters at incrementally doing it. But the point is, the plan is knock everybody out. And then, of course, in the British 10-year perspectives, 10-year plan, what they said they believe will happen They talk about flash mobs stopping people rioting as they have all their food taken, as the pension funds are taken. And they admit it all in there. As the government takes the pension funds, the people are going to riot. They call it flash mobs. They talk about how they got to control and shut down the web to stop these flash mobs from happening. But if flash mobs did occur, governments will use neutron weapons or a radiation bomb that creates a burst of radiation that is gone in seconds and that kills every living thing, every bird, every bee, every flower, every human, every deer, every cat, every dog. We've been trained to hate our own species, so people don't care about fellow humans being killed now, but we still, because they haven't done the neural association yet with dogs being killed and millions of simulated murders on television, people still care about dogs and cats being killed. So I want to state the dogs and cats are to be killed. That'll get by some programming and get through if you have any neurons that haven't been acclimated yet. So we can actually still get through to you. That's why you're numb. So all those simulated murders were scientifically shown to sear the senses to where you now giggle and laugh as people are tortured when you watch Saw 4 or whatever. So that is all being done. You're going to see more gladiatorial events. You're going to see ultimate fighting with weapons. You're going to see all of that so that when you see your neighbor being beaten to death in the street, you kind of like it. It's entertainment. Your mind is being acclimated and prepared. And so when you're being beaten to death or tasered to death in the street, your neighbor will enjoy it. They won't associate you with themselves as a normal, healthy human. And the police won't either. Okay? So that's been scientifically done. And they will just introduce more poisons, more toxins, more biological agents to the water supply, more toxins, more poisons, more biological and radiological agents to the food supply. We will go from 1 in 3, from 1 in 33 having cancer, to now 1 in 2 with men, 1 in 3 with women. It'll be basically where everybody has cancer. Only elites will be allowed to get real treatment. Most of us won't be given real treatment. We'll die that way. Or, you know, they're now having Alzheimer's set in at 25 because of the heavy metals and poisons and aspartame. And they're saying that's normal. They'll have lots of jogging and events and people wearing ribbons wondering why everybody's dying of brain damage. And you'll get into it and make it, about, oh, my God, I'm dying of Tresellian 12. You know, and all compartmentalizing the treatments. And so they're going to put unlimited toxic plastic in the food that kills people, melamine, unlimited poisons, heavy metals. They're going to tell you on the news it's good for you. I'm not kidding. They're already doing it. More clips this week of them saying it's good. FDA, Google FDA says melamine not bad for you. Just deadly. Destroys your kidneys, kills you. Thousands dying in China right now. Thousands dying here. They just cover it up. They just say, no, it's no. It's always been deadly, but now we say it's good. The public says, yes, sir. Cop gives it to their kids. Cops right now are listening to got dying kids. They don't care. They're not believing me right now. They're going to serve the system until they lower that little child down in that casket with the grave. And they're going to salute the Fuhrer, Heil Hitler. And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, I know you're out there. You're going to hate me for telling me, you're going to hate me for telling you the system killed your child. You're going to hate me for telling you the cold hard truth. That's okay. Have it your way. Have it your way, Buster. You want it all, you're going to get all of it. When the New World Order swears to kill 80%+ of us, they keep their promises. When the New World Order promises to destroy this country, they keep their promises. When the New World Order killed 200 million people last century through their proxies, they kept their promise. And they promised to kill at least 4 billion people in the near future. And they're killing a lot of them in Africa with the HIV and the shots and the other soft kill weapons. They're being caught doing it. They don't care. Doesn't matter how many Nobel Prize winners come out and say it's a government operation, no matter how many documents declassified, they're going to murder people all they want all day. And black cops in America, they don't care if blacks are being murdered in Africa or here in the U.S. because they've been conditioned to only get mad at some clown in a white hood or somebody saying code racism, that's what they've been told to get mad at. They don't get mad at people putting fluoride in their water. You see, they've been given their false template, their false reality, and they're not going to give up on it. So how do you get around a criminal group calling itself the government, private bankers, raping and strip mining who have a detestment, who detest the general public, who have disgust for the general public, who think it's a holy sacrament to kill and poison the public, who've dumbed the public down? How do you get around them where if you tried to have a million people march on Washington, or let's say Congress stood up and said, we are going to go ahead and go with impeachment. Well, we've had multiple congressmen tell us. They were told. If you try to impeach Bush, we will stage an event, this is what the White House says, or we will launch a war with Iran, or both, and we will abolish the Congress. That's on record. Months ago. Then last week, if you don't pass our bailout bill, our banker takeover bill for immunity and unlimited funding and insider trading, we will declare martial law. If Congress said we're going to have a... Congress would have to, three or four leading members would have to give a press conference, not say what it was about, disclose everything, and say the White House may stage terror attacks. We've been warned, you know, that if we tried to impeach, there'd be staged terror attacks, and that we would be abolished or even arrested. So we're now saying if that happens, it's the military-industrial complex. But you better believe they would blow their planes up within a day and then say, oh, there were malfunctions with all four of their aircraft. They do that all the time, right around elections especially. But see, if that word got out and they went to a safe location and they said, everybody's got to go public in government who knows this was true, then you'd have people all over going public if they had courage, and then enough people would step forward. This is one avenue to defeat them. Everywhere popping up saying, we know about the martial law, we know about the plan. All those congressmen last week that were told, you can't tell the public or martial law will be declared. You can't say no to us or martial law will be declared. Remember that? Remember? Think about that. Just out in the open. Taken like it's no big deal. You see, if Congress, what does the Sunshine Project document tell us that the project got? What does the official declassified 100-and-something page British prospectus on the next 10 years say? I mean, if Congress was able to organize and tried to go to Washington and do something, you would suddenly hear on the news, something's happened. You know, we're here in Maryland. Everyone seems to be dead in the District of Columbia. In a 40-square-mile area, everyone is dead. We're here. The bodies are everywhere. And you'd hear, Al-Qaeda, and they would grab some guy in a beard and say, he did it, the Russians gave him a neutron bomb, he did it, they killed our Congress. People go, wait a minute, Congress was just saying that they were going to impeach you and that you'd stage the terror attacks. Well, then they'd make examples. Anybody that then stood up and said that, commandos will just rush in, even on TV, and just gun your ass down. Brainwash special forces, foreign troops, private contractor, criminal armies. They've got criminal cadres made up of psychopaths and sadists for the dirtiest of jobs. These people are hardcore. So Congress has been told, sit down and shut up. The Army's on standby. The 3rd Brigade for Washington, D.C., that's who they're for. The public's been trained to sit down and shut up. But people in power, you sit down and shut up or martial law. Okay? So how do you get around the neutron weapon? How do you get around the nerve gas? How do you get around the opiate gas, the helicopters? You just have an absolute awakening person to person, and you stop complying. You sabotage the system any way you can. You spread distrust and hatred for everyone in government. You just stop supporting them, and you have a mass underground awakening. It's already happening, that everything they say is lies, that they carried out the terror attacks. That's why that's so important to first expose that, that they engineered the economic 9/11, that they did everything we're seeing, and you lay out the evidence person by person. And I got to tell you, we already have most of the police. They're exponentially waking up. We already have the majority of the military, evidenced by 70-plus percent of the contributions from the military being to Ron Paul, total of all the – I mean, that's it right there. That's why they're replacing them with felons and criminals and foreigners and mercenaries. And instead of hating the police, realize they've been mind manipulated and conditioned and put in bad situations and slowly turned against us, and the public is falling apart and it is dangerous out there. So the police have been psychologically warped. We need to reach out to them and educate them however we can. And we need to, at a city by city, county by county, because they can't hit every city with neutron weapons. They can't carry out biological attacks on every city. Now, they could stage a biological attack to pose as saviors again, but we always said it'd be biological, economic, or a combo. If people start saying no to their bailout takeovers, they'll release a bioweapon. They'll stage a terror attack. And as the riots break out, as the crime increases, as society gyrates out of control, they're going to be posing as the saviors all along during that. Always getting more power, always getting more control. So how do we block that? How do we expose that? How do we show people that agenda? I mean, it's simple. If people don't learn about this agenda, if they don't understand what's really happening, if they don't get sophisticated now, these social engineers are going to win. Now, they're very sophisticated, but they cannot stand exposure. Now, you got the ball. What you going to do? We'll be back with more solutions.
Do you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You see, a society gets worse and worse. They launch a drug war, there's more drugs, more crime, more cops getting killed, more citizens getting killed. More drugs come in, things get worse, more prisons. Local economies fall apart, all they have is the prisons, now they need the prisons. This is a parasite, strip mining, I guess what you could call cannibalistic economy. It's a consolidation, neo-feudal police state vortex. Now, from that point, things get worse and worse. Society falls more and more apart. The only jobs you can get is either low-level menial technician jobs or in the police state. Those will be the growth areas. And so the solution to this is educating the public. The public is now ready to hear the truth. The public is aware that the New World Order is real and that we've been telling the truth. And so many of you that got burnt out trying to warn people, many of those seeds sprouted. You just weren't around to see that person wake up and admit that you were right years ago when you warned them with a video or a book or articles you sent them. Now people are really ready to wake up. Now they're finding out it's true. Now they're announcing they're getting ready for martial law in the news, but selling it to you for your safety. See, before they launch something, while they're building it, they lie and keep it secret. But now they're getting ready to launch it. They've got to admit it. And so we have to create a name, you know, the Friends of Liberty, the Society for the Preservation of Freedom. Anti-New World Order, whatever you want to call it in your city, your town, your area. Don't come to people all with your tail between your legs cowering and, hey, this sounds kooky, but hey, you come in command and you say, here's the documentation, here's the information. You stand up like a leader in the town square and you say, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be showing at the local library free this Saturday night, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm, Endgame. Whatever film you think's good that'll wake people up, that's one small part. Flyering, that 9/11's an inside job and the bankers engineered it and that it's a new world order. And with websites that point out the overall master plan and then link back to it. We've just run out of time. I said I was going to do this JFK/continuity of government film, and I always do what I say I'm going to do in order. It's also a daunting task. I meant to make a film like Endgame, but even more powerful, that just in 90 minutes gives people the total master plan, simply put, and lays it all out, and then even predicts everything that's going to happen after, knowing people won't listen as much now, but after it unfolds, they will. And I'll still be able to do that, maybe. It's just everything is coming down on us so fast. We need to take my bumbling, babbling rant of the last hour, and maybe enough respect or somebody can put together a 3-4-part series to boil down the basics of how they engineer this, how they do it. Because, again, it's so detailed, it's the equivalent of a master's degree, and they do teach PhDs on the global secret societies, the New World Order structure. But those PhDs are only given to people like Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Carol Quigley and others. Dr. Francis Boyle was given that PhD, but he decided not to join them. That's why he can come on, and he writes our biological weapons treaties as a top government expert. He'll tell you everything I'm saying, because he was given that education that only one person a year is given by the enemy to understand their system. Very few in the enemy's own system even understand it. And an average person who's even corrupt and evil in the system can't imagine it's really this horrible. But there's only a few hundred a year trained in all of this. We have reverse engineered it. We went and read all the PhD papers and their plan. And God, it's horrible to see it, but we have to admit it and face the facts. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.